From the top, I'm Lauren.
And I'm Nick.
And we're from Just Nah Science Podcast.
Not nah, nah.
It's nah.
Nah.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, you're listening to Too Many Podcasts with Jim the Podcast Sherpa.
Welcome to Too Many Podcasts, the podcast about podcasts. Now, podcasting from the Sherpa Chalet on Mount Podcastia, he's your host, Jim, the podcast Sherpa.
Coming to you in 30 countries around the world and all 40 glorious states in the United States. Yeah, I know it's 50, but I'm not giving those other 10 any credit until people start listening. Alaska, hello. Are you there? Alaska. Let's have some Alaskan listeners. I know it's getting cold up there, but you can throw on a podcast app and check out Too Many Podcasts with Jim the Podcast Sherpa. Oh, yeah, that's me, by the way. Hello, how are you? Another week here and another theme.
It's theme week. It's theme week. It's theme week.
Oh, yes, the dulcet sounds of my friend Mr. Bruce. And what is the theme, you may ask? Yes, you may ask. Go ahead. I'll wait. You ask. You're not asking? Oh, okay, well then I guess I'll tell you that. It's about online reviews.
Who's our guest today, Sherpa?
So glad you asked. My guest this week, her name is Rhonda Straw, and she hosts a podcast called One Bad Review, and it's a show about online reviews. And we'll get to know Rhonda in just a little bit. After I remind you that today's podcast is being brought to you by Audible, and you can get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/Sherpa. And there's over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. That's a lot of books, folks. So anyway, what was I saying? Yes, we were talking about our guest this week. Yes, her name is Rhonda, and she comes from Missouri. Show me state. So I guess she's going to show us what her podcast is all about. And we'll get to know a little bit about her, as we always do on our program. And then after that, what will we do? I think we'll do a talk of the 10 list, and then I can send you on your merry way. Or, I mean, you can just press the stop button. But don't do that yet. Don't do that yet. Just wait to hear my interview with Rhonda of One Bad Review. And hopefully after this episode, I won't get one bad review. So let's head on down to the listening room at the Sherpa Chalet and catch the conversation that I had earlier this week with Rhonda. Hey, Rebels. Here's tonight's interview. You know, I always tell people, if you like our podcast, go to maybe Apple Podcasts or Stitcher.com or iHeartRadio and leave a review. So, and I've gotten a few, not too many, but I'm always encouraging people to do more. But my guest today does a podcast about reviews, and it's called One Bad Review. And coming to us from the middle of America, just about, her name is Rhonda Straw. Hey, Rhonda, how you doing?
Hey, how are you?
So tell us a little bit about your podcast.
Well, I decided to create a podcast when I was doing Habit Nest Morning Sidekick, and I had an extra hour in the morning. So I decided the brilliant idea at 5 a.m. to record a podcast. So I decided to do it about really bad reviews, mostly on Amazon. But you can find bad reviews everywhere.
That is definitely true. Now, I understand that you are also a runner?
Yeah. Well, actually, this is embarrassing, but that's okay. I walk most of the 5Ks I did, and I did 18 of them.
Okay. Hey, I've never even done one. My hat's off to you on that one, my friend.
Yesterday, I did one in the snow.
Wow.
I know, right?
It's enough of a trek for me to get out to my car to just bring a shovel. Call that a marathon.
Yeah.
Let's hear a little bit about you.
Well, I'm a nurse. I'm a Medicare case manager, and I have all kinds of hobbies like rug hooking and 5Ks and and podcasts, and I do like cross stitch. I do all kinds of stuff, and I also like my journals, which of course led me to the podcast. But I'm a nurse here in Kansas City. I've been a nurse for 23 years, and I have a podcast.
You were inspired just basically to do a podcast just out of the blue like that when you were working on the radio.
Well, I was inspired because I saw the word podcast in the book Morning Sidekick by Habit Nest. And I'm like, oh, I should start a podcast. Okay. Famous last words, right?
Were you a big reviewer online before you did your podcast?
Oh, yeah. I've been on Yelp for 10 years. I'm Rhonda S. on Yelp, or maybe Ron Lynn, R-H-O-Y-L-Y-N-N-S on Yelp. I have the wonderful black badge, and I've been Yelp Elite for 10 years. So yeah, I've done a lot of online reviews.
Do you think people get carried away a little bit with reviews? I mean, they kind of have this power in their hands to kind of make or break a restaurant or a product.
Well, yeah, I actually think that people go in a restaurant and they know, oh, I'm just going to give this one star. Let's eat here and give it one star. I think people do.
Yeah, it's sad that when they have an agenda like that, though, especially they're not really giving somebody a fair shake.
No, it's not fair at all.
You know, and I know sometimes they deal with fake reviews too. People will just go on there and they'll just say, like let's say for Amazon, if there's a product that maybe either works well or doesn't work well, and they'll just write broken. And you don't really know what happened or how did they use it. Did they abuse the product? There's no detail or anything like that that might give a potential buyer an idea of, you know, what to expect.
No, and I did a episode. I don't remember which one it was, but one of the reviews on Amazon was this: useless. Which was true on the product, but useless?
I know. It's nice that you had to log on to Amazon to see somebody use the word useless.
That was the only word. It's like, wow, that's pretty bad.
And I think sometimes with social media, it gives rise to a lot of opinions. And all of a sudden, everybody has an opinion and they have to make themselves heard, even if you're watching like a YouTube video. And sometimes people are just cruel, you know, and it's sad that that's all that they can come out with, saying something nasty. They can't be constructive.
They're so mean on YouTube and so rude. Oh man. I mean, some of those people, you just, it's almost like spending a day reading Reddit comments. Reddit and some of those people are really mean.
I know that recently YouTube is like learning to restrict the comments, especially if there are children performing, and which I think is a great idea.
That's great. And I heard that too. And I thought that's a really good idea. I'm glad they're doing that.
In one of your shows, you were doing about a light bulb.
Oh yes. That's the Lift. I think it's called the Lift light bulb. It's a Wi-Fi bulb, and it didn't work. And it was very frustrating.
Did you ever get it to work?
No, I returned it.
Oh, okay. But I know also in that same episode, you kind of went into the story about light bulbs too.
Yeah, I like to, in every episode, like the last one I did was on the Potato Express, which I did not give that a very good review at all. But did you know that Seen on TV products started back in the 1950s? I didn't. And I looked online, I'm like, wow.
I guess that's probably when TV really started becoming really popular and a little more widespread.
Yeah.
So people probably figured it was a new medium.
Yeah. And the guy that did it, he's like a millionaire now. He's retired. But his story was interesting enough to put that behind the bad review of the Potato Express. Sorry, they kind of failed on that one.
When I think about reviews, I would think about the episode of The Honeymooners where Ralph and Norton are promoting that it was like a kitchen helper. It was like 10 different items on this one handle, and they're doing this really awful commercial because Ralph gets so nervous. And I'm thinking, like, well, if they advertise that on Amazon, what would people be saying about it? You know, speaking of items advertised on Amazon, we were just talking a little bit before about this really interesting item, and I know there's probably a few of them that are like that on Amazon because that's where everybody wants to sell their wares now. And this one is called, and we're not making this up at all. This is legitimate. You can look this up yourself. The Hutzler 571 Banana Slicer.
Just the fact that it calls a Hutzler like a Hutzler, it's so funny.
This product has gotten over 5,700 reviews, and the majority of them are hilarious.
Oh, they are so funny. This guy tried slicing Cheerios and Tricks with it. What?
I think the advert said that it was good for cereal, so he was, instead of slicing the bananas, he was slicing the cereal.
And he gave it 1 star.
Aww. Do you have that page up too? Maybe we can share a couple of these reviews.
I do.
Okay. Why don't we let you go first and then I'll take care of one.
Well, I'll just do this one about the cereal, and this is totally real. And this is by a guy named, I'll read it in my podcast voice because I decided to read these really sad. I don't remember who does that. Jimmy Kimmel or one of them. It's so funny. So here we go. I can't believe this slicer is listed as great for cereal. I tried slicing cereals, Tricks, cornflakes, and Chex, and each ended up crumbly smash. Now, wait a second. I'm going to cut in here because he said crumbly. C-R-U-M-I-L-Y. Crumbly. Not neatly sliced. What's worse, this thing is nigh useless on cream of wheat. What the heck? Oh, come on, Comet. You're not going to use a banana slicer on cream of wheat. You've got to be joking.
Well, I've got another one for you here. The title of the review is called Perfect If You Want to Get Fired. I was sitting on the couch and my doorbell rang. I leapt off the sofa and ran to the door screaming, my banana slicer! I opened the package and immediately snatched a banana to slice. Without instructions included, I did not realize I had to peel the banana first. It was a gooey mess and I had to grab another. This time I peeled it, but my banana was too small. It didn't fill the whole slicer. I went to Walmart customer service. Do you have any giant bananas? I questioned. The attendant turned away. I think he was laughing. He called for another attendant. They went to the back and brought out the biggest bananas I've ever seen. I went home with the bananas. I peeled the banana and used the banana slicer. It was so satisfying to cut the banana. I did it all day and forgot to go to work. I got a call from my boss. You're fired! He screamed into the phone. I cried. I'm no longer Jake from State Farm. I am now just Jake. I know you said your show wanted to talk about scams also, right?
Oh, yeah. And I got another one I'm going to post for this month. I find scams, the one I talked about was the keto diet thing on Facebook. All you have to do is open up your Facebook app on your phone and you can find this thing. It'll drive you insane. So then you say, oh, $1.99 for a diet plan. No, it turned out to be much more than that.
No good diet plan is never just $1.99. That's just like hoping for just $2 worth of advice from a doctor.
Yeah, and then I ask them, I have an egg allergy, and I ask, what can I do about eggs? And they said, use an alternative. What? What is an alternative? Okay, whatever, fine. And then I was on Facebook, and somebody who's likes my page on Facebook is one bad review, you guys, by the way. And someone said, I got scammed by the same thing.
Probably made you feel a little more comforted, right?
Yeah, either that or I felt a little bit more dumb. It's like, oh, I can't believe I would do that. Now I don't even look at Facebook ads anymore. Like, nope.
You know, when we were talking about you doing your 10Ks and your 5Ks, you did 10 races in 10 cities this year?
I did, yeah. I did okay. 10 different races in 10 different cities. That's the I Run KC Challenge.
And I'm wondering, out of those 10 cities, are there any places or anything in those cities that would get a 1-star review or a 5-star review for you?
Yeah, probably Grain Valley, Missouri. It's very tiny. I'm sorry, you guys in Grain Valley. I'm just not that impressed. It was okay. Oh yeah. And Lewisburg, I should like Lewisburg, Kansas. And I guess I don't. Downtown Lewisburg. There's a lot of hills there. And it's just, I mean, I love all the 5Ks. They're all good, but there's some that begs to not be done again. And those two are one of them.
Were there anything that you regularly give a 5-star review to?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The ones that I repeat year after year, like the Longview 5K or the Santa Jingle 5K that I did the 1st of December, those are really good. The Rock the Parkway in Kansas City is really good. I'd give that 10 stars if I could.
I wonder if any of your fellow marathoners know if you're going to be reviewing any of the things that they might be seeing.
Well, I actually considered this podcast started out as one that I was going to take my phone to different races and record people's, like, why they're running. And then that really didn't work out because I don't talk to anyone when I run. I don't even run. I walk, but I don't talk to anyone very much.
That would make it a little tricky.
Yeah. So it's like, well, I don't really want to talk to you today. So that wouldn't work. That would not work very well at all.
It would be a lot of silence then.
Well, I mean, I just don't know really how to approach anyone. But, I mean, I talk to them, but it's just how do you approach anybody and ask, why do you race? Hi, I'm recording a podcast. Why do you race? I don't know.
Actually, it would probably encourage you to run if you wanted to catch up to people who were ahead of you, right?
Yeah, right. There's a whole lot of people ahead of me.
All right. So when you're not doing your 10Ks, and maybe you're checking out some podcasts, what are some podcasts that you like to listen to?
Oh, boy. Let me think. Well, oh my God. I love Living La Vida Low Carb. And that is what it's called, Living La Vida Low Carb. I like The Trenches. That's one on Kansas City Chiefs. I like Too Many Podcasts. Oh, that's yours.
That's me.
I like Tweet Trends, Sharpening the Mind, Generation Y, Junk Foodies, Armchair Experts, and Sword and Scale. But one of the best podcasts I've ever listened to is by a 9-year-old.
Really? And what's that about?
It's called The Vacuum Podcast. And yes. Have you heard that?
One of my other guests was telling me about that.
This little boy is obsessed with vacuums, and his dad, I forgot who his dad was, but his dad has a podcast, so his little boy started the Vacuum Podcast, and he compares vacuums, and he reads all about the stats and what they do and how they work.
So those are all 5-star podcasts for you, right?
Oh, yeah, those are all good. Okay. Yeah. I'm sure there's others, but those are really good podcasts.
Yeah, and we had JP from Junk Foodies on here a few weeks back, as a matter of fact.
I actually heard that one, but I was already listening to it because I mean, it's cool because he talks about junk food. I mean, it's like, yeah, I halfway agree with him on that stuff.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's a lot of fun to talk to, too. If you ever get on his show, you'll have a blast.
Oh, I would love to get on his show. I mean, I don't know even how to reach out to him, but I think it'd be a lot of fun to get on his show.
Let me see if I can work my magic. Maybe I can get you set up. So, Rhonda, so this is a portion of the show that we like to call Shameless Self-Promotion.
Shameless Self-Promotion.
And this is where you get to tell everybody about your podcast and how to get in touch with you.
Okay, well, my podcast is One Bad Review. And I believe I'm on episode number 17. And I am on wherever you listen to podcasts, because I am on Apple, iHeartRadio. I'm on TuneIn. I'm just wherever you listen to podcasts. And you can find me at One Bad Review on Facebook. Now, I am working on that website, but it's not done yet, but I love Radio Public, and I love that I'm listed on Radio Public. And if you want to be on the show, or if you'd like to be interviewed, just contact me at onebadreview@facebook.com.
There you have it, folks. So make sure you give one good review to the podcast, One Bad Review. Her name is Rhonda Straw. Rhonda, thank you so much for coming down to the Sherpa Chalet.
Well, thank you for having me.
And now it's time for Sherpa Suggestions.
You You know, I was thinking the other day as I was working on this show that I never really did a year-end summary of the top podcasts of the year. You know, I know this show is really geared toward people who are just getting into listening to podcasts, and they probably wonder, well, which are the popular ones that I should be checking out? Because maybe there are podcasts that people like to talk about a lot. So Apple Podcasts released its list of 2019's most popular podcasts overall. They actually have a list of the best new podcast, but let's start with the overall ones first. And we have 25 shows here, and I'm just going to kind of touch on them and give you a basic idea of what they're about. Some of them are pretty self-explanatory. So we have Stuff You Missed in History Class, which is obviously a deep dive into history. The Gary V Audio Experience, which we know is about entrepreneurship and business, and so many of my guests love listening to the Gary V Audio Experience. The Bill Simmons Podcast, which is a sports-related podcast. The Herd with Colin Cowherd, which is also a sports podcast. Hidden Brain. And the description of Hidden Brain is like this. Shankar Vedantam uses science and storytelling to reveal the unconscious patterns that drive human behavior, shapes our choices, and direct our relationships. And that's what Hidden Brain is about. So a little bit of science and psychology there for you. And we have NPR Politics Podcast, which is about cooking, of course. And the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz. Don't ask me what Stugatz means. If you're Italian, you probably know. And we'll just leave it at that. Oprah's Super Soul Conversations. And, you know, it's Oprah. Can she do any wrong? I don't think so. We also have Armchair Expert with Dax Shepard, which is also an interview show. We have This American Life, which is a collection of all stories from different things, and it's really an interesting podcast. It's been around for a while, and it's always been hugely popular, always makes the top 10. Crime Junkie, yeah, I know. True Crime, of course. How I Built This with Guy Raz, which is presented by NPR, as is the TED Radio Hour. And we also have Pod Save America, which is a political podcast. It features four former aides to President Obama, and they're joined by journalists, politicians, activists, and more for conversations about politics. There's Pardon My Take, which is a sports podcast, and it features athletes and celebrities. We have NPR's Up First, which is a news podcast. We have NPR's Planet Money, which is a finance podcast. And we have NPR's Fresh Air, which is an entertainment podcast. NPR is pretty popular on the podcast scene, as you can tell. And they make some really great shows, too. No schlock there. And My Favorite Murder with Karen Kilgariff and Georgia Hardstark. And I think we've mentioned that before. I believe folks from Morning Cup of Murder, I believe that was one of their favorite shows, if I'm not mistaken. We also have TED Talks Daily, which are a lot of great speeches by a lot of influential people. You know, I'm hoping that one day Howie Kra ends up on there. And we have The Ben Shapiro Show, which is a conservative viewpoint political show. We have The Dave Ramsey Show, which is a finance show, and it's hugely popular. We have Stuff You Should Know, which is Chuck Bryant and Josh Clark. And they talk about just about everything under the sun, very family friendly. They just explain how stuff works. That's really what the whole show is about, and it's one of my favorites. I always listen to it 3 times a week, and there are over 1,000 shows to check out, believe it or not. We also have The Daily, which is presented by the New York Times, and of course, that is a news podcast. And finally, I guess you know which one I'm leaving out. You're probably saying, when is he going to say it? When is he going to say it? It's, yes, The Joe Rogan Experience. Of course we know it was going to be The Joe Rogan Experience. Hugely popular. He does some incredibly epic episodes and lengthy conversations with all sorts of people, celebrities, MMA fighters, anyone under the sun that's worth having an interesting conversation with, Joe Rogan will be speaking to him, which means that I'm probably never going to get a spot talking to Joe Rogan. Maybe next year we can hope for too many podcasts to make that list. That's if you leave a nice review on Apple Podcasts so people start paying attention. I'd really appreciate that. There you have it. Those are the most popular podcasts for 2019. I wonder what 2020 is going to bring. You know, and even if you don't want to... Now, let me get back to this. Even if you don't want to mention my show, maybe you could at least mention Mr. Bruce as the greatest voiceover artist for too many podcasts. for 2020. Yeah, that'll do it. Okay, Mr. Bruce, now you owe me $5. Oh, your Sherpa has the giggles again. I'm sorry. I just made this really weird noise just as soon as the microphone went on, and it just made me start to giggle. Anyway, what was my point? Yes, what was my point? I was going to say thank you so much for swinging by the Sherpa Chalet and catching an episode of Too Many Podcasts. And my name is Jim, the podcast Sherpa, and hopefully you will be back next week when we have another show and we'll be talking to somebody out there who probably has a podcast, or maybe not. Maybe they have a social media presence. But either way, I hope it's a good enough guest that will hold your interest and make you want to come back for more. That's what we want. More, more, more. And of course, a special thanks to our guest, Rhonda Straw, and she hosts the podcast, One Bad Review. Be sure to check it out, okay? You can follow me on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And I've been saying this the last couple of episodes, but I know if some people are new, they probably haven't heard this before, so I have to repeat myself. The names of the pages will probably be changing pretty soon, as will the website, so it'll be easier to remember. The plan is to name them Sherpalution, S-H-E-R-P-A, Sherpa. Lution, L-U-T-I-O-N, one word, Sherpalution, because that's what we want you to be part of, the Sherpalution. That's where we get to evolve this podcast and make more and more people aware of the podcasts that are out there in Podcastia. You know, you can be a little bit more informed and by checking out the show, have a little more fun each week, and hopefully I can put a smile on your face. And if I don't put a smile on your face, then I will draw a smile on your face when I see you in the street. No, I don't think I can do that. I think I might get arrested for that. Okay, scratch that last part. But hopefully I will put a smile on your face. I am so loopy right now. If you'd like to get in touch with me on this show, you know, people are probably listening to this going, what is he laughing at? What is he laughing at? If you want to get in touch with me, my email address is jimthepodcastsherpa@gmail.com. That's not going to change, so you can always drop me a line or post something on social media. Like I said, with the emails, if you have any questions or a special request or maybe even a criticism of the show, if you think that something should be fixed, like stop the constant laughing when no one knows what you're laughing at. Well, sorry about that. That's just going to happen, folks. Gotta be me. You can do that with that email. And also, if you're listening on the Anchor FM app, I haven't really mentioned this in some time, there is an option where you can actually leave a voice message. And feel free to do so under, if you look under anchor.fm/too many podcasts. If it's a really interesting voice message, I could play it on the show so you can hear your voice on the podcast. And you can be heard by dozens on a good day. But we can play it, you know, please be tasteful, because I try to be tasteful too. And if you don't want anyone to hear it, that's fine too. If you just want to leave me a personal message and say, I hate you, that's fine too. So I think I've rambled on enough. So I think, Mr. Bruce, if you could please show our guests the door, and I will see you guys next time. Don't forget, new episodes every Wednesday. And don't forget to be checking out The Expert Factory, my other new podcast, where it'll be the podcast to make things a little bit easier for you. I hope you enjoy that as well. Thanks a lot for listening, folks. See you next time. Bye, Mr. Bruce. Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Too Many Podcasts. Please disperse. You can go home now. I said you can go home now. Viva la Sherpalition. Viva la Sherpalition. Yeah, I'll come back now, you hear?